Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So many times business people really question whether their sales force is being productive. So let's take this step by step. What is the most important measure of a successful sales force? Well, to know whether your sales force is being successful, we could talk about the obvious. And the obvious is, are they closing deals? But let's take a step back to know whether our sales force is being successful. Your sales force needs to be using a contact manager. There are many. Choose the one that you like, whether it's a Salesforce, NimbleAct, Goldmine, Zoho. There are many, whatever works for you. And your sales force needs to absolutely put every sales contact that they make, every phone call, every appointment, and the information that happened during that call into the CRM. And if they're not doing that, then how in the world do you know where they are? So if we want to know if our sales force is being productive, we take a look and we see how many cold calls they're making or how many calls they're making, how many appointments that they're making, how many quotes or appointments did they go on, and there is the real key. How many people are they actually talking to? Now, to back up, you know, we may be providing them with some leads, but they need to be setting appointments, and if they're not setting appointments, then how in the world can they go on those appointments? So if we have enough appointments, if we have enough quotes, and if they're qualified and they are the right quotes and the right appointments, we should be doing business. So step number one is, are we contacting the right people? Are we contacting the right people with the right job description? Are we doing enough during the day to make it happen? If we're not doing enough, if we aren't contacting the right people, if we aren't contacting the right profile of the right company, how in the world can we do business? So that's where you want to start. And then if we are doing all of those things that are absolutely correct and we're still not closing deals, then it comes down to, is it the salesperson? Do they not know how to sell? Do they not know how to close the deal? Is it something the company did? Is it in our marketing materials? Is it in our pricing? Is it something our competition's doing that we're not aware of? So if we take and we work it all the way down the line, every single step, we will understand whether we are being successful or not being successful. And we'll understand what we need to do. And if we work those steps, we'll understand where the disconnect is, where we're failing, where we're not closing. And of course, you know, you've heard me say over and over again, salespeople sell. That's what they do. And to sell, they have to work. And the problem is, so many times salespeople are out of sight. They're not in the office. They're out in the field. And how do you know what they're doing? And unless you take time or have your sales manager take time to look at the contact manager, how do you know what they're doing? So we need to ride herd on our sales force, not to be oppressive, but we also need to have sales meetings every single week. And in those sales meetings, we talk about results. We have each and every salesperson report how many calls they made, how many appointments they got, how many sales they had, because we want them to be on the spot. We want them to showcase their success. And if they're not being successful, we want them to be uncomfortable so the next week they'll come back with more results. If you don't make people accountable, they will not be. Sales are everything. So take this formula, work it through, see where you're not selling, and even if you're doing well, you still need to do the same thing, and you need to do it constantly, because the salesperson that's successful today may not necessarily be successful tomorrow. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.